98.1 Parafemities, Brekkie with Nyx, and it is the Dancing with the Stars grand finale tonight. Somebody is going to go home with that beautiful mirror ball. Comes down to three stars, and one of them is former AFL player and now turned dancer, David Roden, and he is joining me on the line. Morning, David. How are you going?
I'm good.
How are you feeling?
A lot of emotions going through the body at the moment, but I think more excited. So we got one more show to go. A little bit tired and sore, but yeah, I'm pretty excited. Mostly.
I've got to ask though, do you reckon this is harder training than most of your footy career?
Obviously it's a little bit different, but yeah, newfound respect for dancers and what they got to do. I've actually lost about 6 or 7 kilos since the start, you know, since the first episode in 9 weeks. So it's definitely is unbelievably hard, a lot harder than what I thought.
It's been an amazing journey for you. Hey, what's been the highlight so far?
Look, I've just had an absolute ball. I had no idea, starting with it, that I'd feel this way about dancing and also, I guess more importantly, the great mates that I've made through this. So we've got the four guys on the show. We call ourselves the Four Amigos. We're actually pretty tight bunch we've become really good mates. So we'll definitely be good mates for the rest of our lives now, and probably wouldn't have that opportunity if we weren't on the show. So it's, that making friendships, and also my partner as well, in Melanie Hooper, who I've become really good mates with. So we've organised already to sort of meet up for Christmas and all this sort of stuff with the family. So, it's a great thing.
What do you reckon about now the stigma around men and dancers? Do you think are you breaking through that? Do you think that still exists?
Look, I think in general, perception and in the general public, I think it does. But, well, hopefully...
Because you're a super tough footy player.
I think Matt Cooper and I, obviously, Coop's playing NRL and he's, probably one of the toughest guys to ever play. I think for both of us to do this, hopefully, lets the guys know that it's all right to dance. It's all right.
Yeah.
There is the perception that, a lot of the guys, have a reputation that they have to be tough and all this stuff, and they don't dance. But look, I know a lot of guys that love to dance and all stuff, but hopefully a bit more proud of it.
Yeah, it's been incredible. But I mean, you honestly have the moves. Did you know you could dance this well? Like, are you a secret dancer in front of the mirror at home?
Yes, I am I'm a dancer in front of the mirror at home. I'll definitely agree to that.
I knew it.
I've always loved to dance. I think I've said it at the interview as well, but I think we've got to come from a rich Fijian culture that, a lot of it's around sort of food, music and dance. Even some of the Fijian cultural dances that we do, it's very much around sort of big beats and music and just growing up dancing with family. So I've always loved dancing, but I just went on the show to see if I could do this type of dancing, for a bit of a challenge. And it's been one of the best things that's ever happened to me, to be quite honest.
Well, it is, of course, the grand finale. How are you feeling about the competition? Have you sized them up? Who are you most threatened by?
Yeah, look, I'm actually going in there feeling pretty good because I'm not the favourite at all. So I actually think Ricky Lee and Lynn McGranger, they've got some massive following, massive support. And look, a few weeks ago I'd vote for him as well. So I would, and I probably will. But they're great, and everyone sort of loves them, and I love them. But it's funny when you go through the competition, you just hope that they dance well, and we'll just see what happens and what the public want, I guess.
Well, mate, you certainly have got the moves like Jagger. You have been absolutely nailing it on the Dancing with the Stars floor. Good luck for the finale. We're behind you here, mate. Plenty of people will vote for you, and it's for a very good cause as well, isn't it?
It is, and that's the most important thing. So that's why I've come on as well, because it's obviously not just about me. More importantly, it's about my charity, which is Bravehearts. So obviously, preventing sexual assault or any form of assault against children.
Yeah, absolutely shocking. But for a great cause, that's for sure. Well, David, good luck in the grand finale of Dancing with the Stars. We're behind you, mate. Get out those shoes and dance away.
Thank you very much.
Emma and Nick from Musselbrook were the winners of the $10,000 kitchen with Power FM's Live in Your Kitchen.
Congratulations, you guys have just won a $10,000 kitchen.